USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nicholas has become a Category 1 hurricane with sustained maximum winds of 75 miles an hour as it approaches the Texas coast. A hurricane warning is now in effect from Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas, with storm surge warnings stretching from Port Aransas, Texas to Sabine Pass. The storm is already bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and storm surges to portions of the central and upper Texas coasts. Nicholas is expected to make landfall, then move over extreme southeastern Texas on Tuesday and early Wednesday, and over southwestern Louisiana later on Wednesday. Forecasters say rainfall totals in some areas could reach up to 20 inches. And a federal judge has issued a temporary order allowing school districts in Iowa to enforce mask mandates in school buildings. The order prevents the enforcement of a law passed in May, stopping school boards from enforcing those mandates. The superintendent of the Des Moines Public School District has already said that a mask mandate will be re-implemented in his district. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken gave testimony Monday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the Biden administration's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan. John Clemens reports.
Secretary Blinken acknowledged during his testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Americans had been stranded in Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul of Texas called the haphazard withdrawal an act of betrayal.
To make matters worse, we abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word, betrayal.
Blinken was also criticized for giving his testimony virtually from the State Department and not in person on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
They put bingo. Bingo lovers,
you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden announced a push last week to get millions of Americans vaccinated against COVID-19, implementing a vaccine mandate for all federal workers and contractors and all healthcare workers in facilities that receive federal funding. A group of Republican governors have already pushed back against the president's mandates, with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tweeting that her state would sue. Texas Governor Greg Abbott supports that effort. He tells Fox News that he doesn't believe that the president has the authority to issue the kinds of mandates that he has.
It turns out that President Biden is becoming a habitual violator of the United States Constitution. You'll recall that it was just recently that he said he did not have the authority to impose the moratorium on evictions, and yet he did it, and the courts ruled against him. He also said he didn't have the authority to and would not mandate the vaccines on people in the United States of America, and he does not have that authority under the Constitution. As you point out, it is states and governors who have the authority, and Sean, I have issued an executive order already in existence that prohibits any government from imposing a vaccine mandate on my fellow Texans. So we're going to have a constitutional showdown. I believe that governor's orders will supersede the president's orders because the president does not have the authority to impose this.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.